AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas. John Hart is with the Storm Prediction Center.
These storms are expected to spread eastward into parts of Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, and much of the lower Mississippi Valley.
He says they're tracking how bad it could be.
In this region, mostly very large hail possible and damaging winds and perhaps a few tornadoes.
A brief period of dry weather is expected tomorrow before more severe storms are possible. Residents of a Colorado neighborhood are being asked to stay inside their homes because of heavy smoke from a fire. Crews have been using excavators to take apart a 100-foot-high pile of scrap at American Iron and Metal in Pueblo. Authorities say water alone will not put the fire out, and it could take days. The UN is reporting that more than 90,000 people in Iraq's western Anbar province have fled as the group, the Islamic State, made its advance.
The Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says civilians are fleeing Ramadi as well as three nearby villages captured by the Islamic State group a few days ago. It says the top priority is delivering life-saving assistance to the people who are fleeing, like food, water, and shelter. Officials in Iraq have described Ramadi as a ghost town with empty streets and shops that are closed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A smuggler's boat crammed with hundreds of people overturned off Libya's coast as rescuers approached, causing what could be the Mediterranean's deadliest known migrant tragedy. Today, Pope Francis appealed to the international community to act decisively and promptly to prevent similar migrant tragedies from happening again. This is AP Radio News. The trial starts Monday for three former band members in the hazing death of a drum major at Florida A&M University.
The three are being tried together for manslaughter and each face up to 15 years in prison if they're convicted. Robert Champion died after being attacked on the band's bus in 2011 after a football game. The ritual is known as Crossing Bus C. Band members are required to make their way through a pounding gauntlet of fists, drumsticks, and mallets from the front of the bus to the back. Two other band members went through the bus before Champion and survived. A total of 15 former band members were charged with manslaughter. I'm Ed Donahue.
Actor Alton Ben Powers, known for his role in the 1970s CBS TV series Good Times, has died at the age of 64. He played football player Keith Anderson, the husband of the Thelma Evans character. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.